Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is the 26th podcast in our series. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Anant Agrawal, the chief marketing officer of Cantaloupe Systems. Anant, back on December 22nd, we did an interview with an operator who questions the benefits of tracking individual location product sales. He says that if you stock the top 20 selling products in the machine and make sure you have those at all times, you're going to meet most customers' needs. He acknowledges that there are some variances at individual locations, but in order to meet all those individual location needs, you would have to warehouse too many products, and the cost of warehousing would ultimately defeat the purpose of increased sales by meeting more diverse customer needs. How do you respond to this concern, Anant?
I think that thought process has worked generally in the past, but as systems, real-time systems, dynamic scheduling systems are coming to the market, what we're seeing our clients recognize is that when they get called for service through dynamic scheduling, they're looking at what is actually calling them to the machine. And that is a function of basically how many products and which products are out of stock. And what we're learning about the consumer is that they may have certain items that they like a lot and they'll continue buying those, but then eventually it tapers off. And so if you're not tracking that in relatively real time, then you're not able to respond to the consumer in real time. And so that the consumer will then just stop going to the machine as much and maybe request the driver to change product out, which, you know, half the time may not come back to the warehouse to make that product change.
So you believe that analyzing the specific location's history is critical to maximizing individual location sales?
Absolutely. The challenge, which I think Dominique clearly lays out, is how do you manage that process? And those are the types of systems that I think what we're working on and will continue to come into the industry, which is really how do you keep track of what is selling through the machine by column, by SKU, SKU, and to really be able to respond to changes in sales velocities in real time. And what you'll find is that your client, the end location, will recognize that products are changing. You don't have the standard product, the top five items all the time, and that will create excitement with the consumer, and that should increase sales.
Okay. Yeah, I think the concern that has been expressed about warehousing too many products was based on the situation where you're warehousing products that don't actually sell.
Right.
That would certainly create a cost that would not be recovered. But what you're saying is that with this technology, you might warehouse more products, but those products will sell.
Right. And then the products that you used to sell, you stop carrying those. So at the end of the day, obviously, you want to manage the number of SKUs that you carry and not keep excess inventory.
And let me just interrupt you for a second. You used the term that a lot of people use, SKUs, SKU, and that stands for stock keeping unit. So you're saying you manage the number of different individual items, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but if you can remember your train of thought.
Sure, no. So, I think the logic could go very easily to think that, if I'm going to add more SKUs to capture that consumer demand, that's going to increase my costs. Well, there's only a certain amount of volume that a machine carries. And so if you're going to increase other SKUs based on what the consumer wants, that means you should stop buying the other products that the customer doesn't want. So overall, you will find an equilibrium on the number of SKUs that you should be carrying.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to reiterate something I said earlier. The purpose of these podcasts is to educate the listener. Our listeners can listen to the original podcast. In this case, we were responding to a podcast from December the 22nd. And then the listener can decide for themselves what the proper course of action is. Anant, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Elliot.